Bam!
Chicken wing, chicken wing, hot dog and bologna. Oh, it turned it off.
Here we go.
This is the Always More Podcast.
Hello and hello. It is January 25th and welcome to season 3 of the Always More Podcast, where we believe there is always more room at the table for honest questions, meaningful conversations, and deeper understanding. Today on the pod, we are talking about fungus zombies, planting trees, shrieks, new stuff happening on the Always More Podcast, the greatest mistakes in human history, and of course ours, and so much more. But first, I am your host, Tim Lichty, and sitting next to me is not Christopher Thomas Ford, but is our guest host for today, Tierra. Woo-hoo. Welcome, welcome. And then joining us from the interwebs, from the population of 4 Kansas, that is Harley.
Yeah. That's me.
The greatest Gen Zer to ever Z. Oh, I can't say that anymore because Tierra's here and she's Gen Z too.
Haha. Double Z's.
Double Z's.
How is everyone doing?
Pretty good. I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Life is good. I'm glad to be here.
Frankly, I'm here. So, but 2023 is good so far. Got a job like I wanted to.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Money.
Just been marinating, really.
Marinating in the snow. Isn't it snowing over there?
It is. That's depressing. Just snowed like 2 days ago. And so now it's just like melting.
Ew. Oh. So it's dirty snow.
On the sides of the roads, yes.
It's brown, slushy liquid.
Yes. I was going to be like, no, but I was like, let me think about this for a second. It definitely does look like that. Gross. However, their roads are greatly taken care of.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
No one will die driving these roads.
Yeah. Nice. Because it snows often there, so it's not like it's like.
Does anybody have a heated driveway? Is that a thing, actually? I've heard that's a thing.
I've seen it on TikTok.
I've also seen it on TikTok. Yeah, I don't know anybody who has one. Most of the people I know either live in an apartment or have gravel dirt roads. So I got nothing.
Gotcha.
But
nice.
Yeah, I'm sure all the rich people do out in the town next to mine.
Are there rich people in Kansas? I didn't know that was a thing. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
There's rich people in Kansas?
Oh, yeah. There's
where do they live?
Off the highway. They like overlooked the highway and we went. It's like, you know, the fancy neighborhoods in Texas. Just on mountains, more like hills, but you know.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Out away from everyone else where you're not in proximity to the poor people. Oh, yeah. The
they separate
people.
Themselves from the peasants.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. They are on a literal higher level than the rest of us.
They had to make a visual to explain how high of a level they're on.
Stay in your place down there.
Peasants.
All right, guys, we're going to get this show on the road. Like I mentioned earlier, Chris is not here with us. We delayed the recording a couple times, and then he got sick, and so he's not here. But we have a fun guest host here with us today, and that is Tierra. We're really happy that you're here. It's going to be a fun show. And, guys, we got a lot of cool new things happening in Season 3. We've talked about it, and we wanted to kind of give you guys some new things that we want to do. Because, like, as always, what we try to do every year is we try to change things up and to keep things a little spicy, you know?
Switcheroo. That's just what you sounded like. Change things up. We're going to do a little switcheroo.
Give them the little razzle dazzle.
little sparkles. And for the most part, everything is going to kind of stay the same, but there's going to be like some. It's kind of like an oxymoron because there's going to be some. You're going to hear a lot of the same things, but in different ways, if that makes sense. So, okay, first thing is first. We are going to have new episode types. So one of the pros with the Always More Podcast, which I like, is that we get to branch out into like many different subject materials. Like we're not focused on like just one thing, like sports or soccer or science or whatever. We kind of do everything.
Yes.
The con with that is we can talk about anything and we can get lost in, I think, our audience sometimes. And so to bring some more stability and predictability, we're going to introduce season 3 like episode genres. So here are those genres. Number one, always more news. So with the addition of our like normal and like news segments at the beginning and the end of the episode, always more news is basically going to focus on like mainline, streamline news. Like, what is, like, really the forefront of what's happening around us today? So it could be,
yes,
you know, a lot of us come from the Christian background, so it could be along the lines of deconstruction, but it could also just be random stuff that's going on in the world. So whether it's with politics, whether it's our local community, we want to kind of address some of those things and just kind of talk about it, because
that's cool.
You know, why not? You know, we one of the things that we do pride ourselves in with the More podcast is providing more voices and more perspectives. And so I'm really proud of our diversity on the podcast. I am really proud that I'm the only white dude on it. So I like to hear new perspectives. So that's why we're into it with Always More News.
Solid.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I think the poli sci majors are going to love it. I wasn't late. I thought Tierra was going to say something, okay?
Oh, okay.
When you said, yeah, I thought that was like, you're going to give your opinion.
Here sorry. I go.
I was like, take it away, meme.
No, I was not going to say anything. But yes, I think the poli sci majors going to eat it up, hopefully. Journal, what is that other major? Journalism?
But yeah, journalism.
That's they're going to love this.
Okay, so looking back, we are going to kind of do a contrast with Always More Nerd, and we're going to do Always More History. We have a history bachelor's here with us, and we have a third-year dropout for history here. And,
dropout! Come on, somebody play guys, Kanye.
We're manifesting it. I said you're going back, so it's fine.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Come on.
I'm actually wanting to, so I'm going to speak that with faith.
Period.
Everything just works out for you, Tim. Have you seen that?
Oh, God.
On TikTok?
You're really trying to jinx me, aren't you?
No, it's a saying.
Everything works out for Tim? Like, that's a thing, or just, like, me in general?
It's a TikTok sound.
Yeah, it's like a manifestation saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not on that side, I guess.
Everything works out for you.
Okay.
You're just lucky everything works out for you.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, we want to enjoy, I'm going to get back to my notes. We want to enjoy and laugh at some historical moments that maybe you haven't heard about, because trust me, there are a lot. There's a lot of fun history that we're going to bring, and it's like, we're not going to be like, just like, okay, let's talk about George Washington this way. Like, no, we're not doing that shit.
Okay.
We're going to produce some really fun, entertaining history that I almost guarantee you have not heard about.
Like the way you wish your history teacher would have taught.
Yes.
Is how we're going to try and portray it.
Yeah.
I think.
Full disclosure, there's a podcast I listen to called The Dollop, and they're comedians, but they talk about history. Like, that's their whole podcast, and they do like this weird, obscure, like, history stuff. And so we're kind of going off the same vein, except we're going to keep it a lot shorter, keep it more nugget size. They have like an hour and a half podcast, and we're not going to make a whole segment about that. So, so fun history stuff.
That's cool.
Moving along, Always More Stuff. That's kind of like what we do all the time anyways. That's the next genre, is we are just talking about anything and everything. It could be our favorite TV shows. It could be what books are out. It could be whatever it is. Anything.
A plethora of things.
Right.
Just like all of our regular episodes have been, where we just spit out random topics like dinosaurs and Halloween and all that stuff. It's we're keeping it cash, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Maybe that's what we should have called it. Always More Cash.
Keeping it cash.
Always More Casual.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. Like, it's like basically what this whole podcast was start off of. Conversations at 3 a.m. What kind of conversations would you have at 3 a.m. So that's what we want to do.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to some of the juicy stuff, the other genres, interviews. Guys, we want to interview more people, and we want to get fresh perspectives on our pod, and so it's pretty self-explanatory. That's all what we want to do. That's what our goal is going to be. I got a few people in mind that I want to reach out to. Some I already have. I'm really excited to hear some new voices.
Yes. Like last year, how we brought in like a couple interviews, I think it was like kind of every other episode. We want to keep up that same momentum and just try and bring as many more people on as we can, because that's the whole point of this podcast, is perspectives. And so you have perspectives when you bring people in to share them.
Yeah.
So
add a little
spice.
That's
our goal.
All right. So these next two genres are really exciting. I'm going to kind of clarify here. They're going to happen every other month. So one of these will happen in February, and then it won't happen again until April, right? February, March. Yeah. And then vice versa. The next one will start in March, and it'll go back into May. So the first one is one that we've already been doing, Always More Nerd. Your fiance Jordan joins us with Justin and Chris and I, and we talk about anything and everything nerdy.
Oh yeah,
comic books, sci-fi, fantasy, all that jazz.
It's a great way for him to get it out of his system because I can't focus for that long. Like, I can nerd out on a few topics, but then he gets, like, too deep, and I'm like, okay, go to the pod. Go to the pod because I can't focus for that long. My attention span, I'm like, yeah, where are we at now?
There could be a lot of deep dives with it,
yes,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he definitely loves that.
Yeah, so we're providing that for you guys, and we're not doing it every month, but we want to provide it at least. I mean, it's kind of makes sense anyways, because not all movies come out every month, and all the shows don't come out every month, so it gives us a little space to collect everything and then spill it out in a nice orderly
spill
way.
Spill it out.
Yeah.
Spill.
And then lastly, Harley, I'm going to let you talk about this one.
This
because this is the brand new one that is kind of your thing, so go for it.
Yes, it's actually going to be Tierra and I's thing.
Hey-o.
surprise.
Surprise. Bomb in there. We have a few more. Yeah, take it away, Tierra. We have like a few more kinks we got to work out, but this is going to be a show for the girlies, okay? We're just going to talk about like, you know, anything that's like girly, feminine, juicy, goofy, like dramatic. All
we're
of
talking
the
trash. We are talking trash. I'm just kidding. We're going to talk more than trash, but
it's just going to be like, you know, like hanging out with the girls.
Yeah.
You know, girls' night.
Uh-huh. Literally.
So, yes, as I had mentioned, I will also be hosted by a wonderful, exquisite, amazing human being named Tierra. We will be
like,
working on
who
this
are you
together.
Talking about? So who else is joining us?
You already replaced.
Yeah. Like, I'm describing you. I'm sorry. But
no,
yes,
be exciting.
So
girl
we
talk.
Will be sure to keep y'all in the loopy loop, but be sure to look out for that in March. We don't have a name yet.
Yeah.
We're going to be spitballing some things soon.
Yeah. I literally just agreed to doing this like yesterday, so we have some stuff to talk about, but it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Be fun stuff.
And I feel like if this late planning doesn't fully explain probably 2023 and this podcast, I don't know what does. But we make it work for us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So yes,
you pull it
be
off.
Sure to listen, tune in. It's gonna be great. I'm so excited.
And last thing to mention about what's coming up for season three, we're basically, I think Harley kind of already brushed on it, but we're going to be like rotating these episode types. And so we're going to try to make it to where it's consistent, to where you kind of know what's coming ahead.
Yes.
We're still trying to figure out how that's going to happen, but we kind of have a general idea. So generally speaking, it'll probably be like a strict rotation. It'll be one type to the next, but it won't necessarily. So we'll see. We'll see how lazy we are. We'll see how sick we are. You know, all those kind of things. All those things will vary out.
I imagine it's going to be a year where it's going to be great. I already know it is. But it's also going to be more of like a trial year, like test runs and stuff. Because we're trying all of these new things that we really want to like explore. Because, you know, for the past two seasons, it's been just like growing, you know, starting off with like the basics and trying to get better and do bigger things. So bear with us. Eventually, one of these seasons, we'll get everything worked out, all the kinks, and it's going to be great, and you won't even know it hit you. So just bear with us.
Yes. Agreed. All right. Well, that being said, let's move this show along. Let's dive into season three. It is time for our first segment of the new year, and that is Rec and Rev. This is the part of the show where we recommend and review some things that we checked out. In this case, it's like the past like 4 weeks. And so, Harley, you're starting us off. What are you recommending for us?
Recommending. Okay, I'm so sorry.
My first thing is The Shrink Next Door. I think it's also called like The Therapist Next Door or something like that. But it's got Will Ferrell, Katherine Hahn, and Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I know. And it's set in like the night. It's like a spans a couple decades, but like the true story of it started in like I want to say like 70s, 80s. It started pretty early on. Okay. And basically, it's inspired by a true story of Marty and a therapist who turned his life around and then proceeds to take it over. So when he first meets Dr. Ike, Marty just wants to get better at boundaries. He learns all about them and what happens when they get crossed. It's such a like, it's I wouldn't say there's really like a twist, but it's like one of those things that you get so involved with and you just want to like punch a screen. You know what I mean? Because like Marty, the main character, is played by Will Ferrell, and you just see that his character has a tough time with like setting boundaries with people and knowing when to say no and da 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 da. And it also like goes back into his childhood and a lot of those reasons why he does that or like is the way he is. And then it goes into like his current life and like the future, and how he still is continuing to let those boundaries be crossed, but because he's being manipulated, he thinks like it's fine. And so it's just very interesting to be like, oh, what is he like, how is he going to react to this? When is the change going to happen? Like, when is he going to like switch and da 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 da? But it's so good. I wouldn't necessarily call it a slow burn. It's definitely more of like a lifestyle kind of show. It's not exactly like suspenseful, thrilling.
It's like a comfort show or like a show you put like, on while you do laundry.
Yeah. Nice. Like, and then you like hear them say something and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on in here? Like that kind of thing. But
that's cool.
Once you like actually get into like the, what is the word? The psychology of it. Oh, you're like, dang.
Kind of like Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, like that same kind of show.
I love Ted Lasso.
And it like brings you in whether you want it to or not.
Okay.
Cause I didn't really want to watch it at first, but Hunter was watching it. And then I just kind of like would like be playing on my phone. And then I'd like start watching. And I'd be like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah. That's how I got sucked into Gilmore Girls. Just Jess would watch it.
I still haven't seen Gilmore Girls.
It's okay. It's
not like, missing much. I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's got good drama in it, but like other than that, it's a show. You get mad at the characters a lot. I'll just say like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just like an average kind of show, but like not average in like the sense of like the content.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Cool.
I feel it.
Tira, do you have anything for us?
I do. Okay. So I actually have two recommendations, if that's okay.
I guess.
Oh. Like I said, I'm taking over the show.
The council agrees.
Scoot over. I'm taking it over. Okay. So my first one is this show called The Bear on Hulu. And it is basically about a young chef from the world of fine dining. So he says the world of fine dining. I'm reading this summary. But he comes from like one of the top restaurants in the world in like, I don't know if it's in New York or wherever. It's a really fancy, like exquisite, super strict restaurant that he was a part of. So he's like top tier chef. And he comes back home to Chicago because his brother committed suicide. And so he has to come back to home to Chicago to run the restaurant that his brother owned. And it's like this like jacked up, run down sandwich shop. Yeah. And so it's like a super, it's like funny, but also at the same time, like very serious, very like it hits on very sensitive topics, you know, that you deal with, like the realities of like what you go through when somebody in your family commits suicide and how you have to kind of like everybody, or it affects everybody, you know, it doesn't just affect one person. And so it's literally like 8 episodes long. It's only one season, super short, but I watched it in like 2 days and I loved it. It was so like, I was crying. It was heartfelt, but there's just so much. You really just watch the character development, and it actually won a lot of awards. The main character, I think he won like a Golden Globe or something that. So it's super cool. Definitely you should take some time to watch it if you have the time, because it's funny and it's dramatic and chaotic, but at the same time like it pulls a couple heartstrings. And so love that. Second recommendation is Jenny and Georgia, which is on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix. Yeah, it's on Netflix. Jenny and Georgia, and it's basically about this little mixed girl, and she has a so her mom is like, I don't want to give too much away, but her mom is a very particular person. And so she gets herself into a lot of trouble. And so they have to move a lot. And so the mom's name is Georgia. And then the girl, her name is Virginia, but they call her Jenny. And so it's basically talking about like the struggles of what a mixed child would go through with like a white mom and a black dad who are broken up. And then she also has like another brother who's from a different dad. And her mom just kind of, her mom does a lot of wild things, but at the end of the day, everything she does is to protect her family. But at the same time, that affects her family in certain ways that she doesn't always want. And so it's really just kind of like, I'm still watching it, I'm not completely done, but I think season 2 just came out. season one came out like a year or something ago, but I just figured out about it not too long ago. And so I recommend that because I think it's funny, but you're going to be really mad at Jenny like the entire time just because she's a stupid teen. But
like Gilmore Girls. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like Gilmore Girls. Okay. I don't know anything about that. But if it's like it, it's like it. And that's something, it's way less serious than The Bear. Definitely watch The Bear first. But
sounds good.
Jenny and Georgia is cool too. It's just a good little like, let's turn on Jenny and Georgia and just do some laundry. I don't know why I always go to that. Like, just put on a show while I do some laundry.
You're doing a lot of laundry lately?
Yeah.
How often are you doing laundry?
Very often. I don't realize how many times I change clothes throughout the day, but yikes. So yeah, those are my two recommendations.
Okay. This last one I have for y'all is something that I'm going to highly recommend. Like, this is like stars, and it is this show that just came out called The Last of Us. My friends, have you all watched it?
No.
I haven't played the video game, but I've watched someone else play the video game.
Okay. First off,
I've heard of the game.
I played this when I lived with Chris way back before we were married, and because he had a PlayStation, I didn't. It's only on PlayStation. This game is probably one of the greatest games to ever be made. Like, purely just based off the story. It's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Critically acclaimed. People love it. Critics love it. All around. Mm. So what they decided to do was, instead of make a whole new show based off of The Last of Us, like, no, we're going to give the audience what they want and basically just put this video game into real life. Mm. And this show is beautiful. It is fantastic. It looks incredible. It is spectacular to see on screen. Pedro Pascal is incredible. Mm. It currently has a 99% critic score and a 95 audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Y'all need to watch this show.
Okay. How long is it?
I do.
The first episode was an hour and 20 minutes. This next one was 53 minutes. So okay. It's kind of going down, I think.
Solid.
I cannot begin to tell you, like, everything I've seen on TikTok, because I'm on that side of TikTok, it's like comparing how close the show is to the game. Like, of course, they have to make some small changes, but like, it is so incredibly similar. You're like, I'm watching the video game, but live action.
Oh, so it's like nostalgia, basically. Like,
I mean, yeah, in a way. And it's just beautiful. It's HBO funded, so obviously you got some money behind it to make it look really good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's fantastic.
Wow.
Okay. We love a beautifully built show.
Yes.
We do.
All right. Guys, we're on to a new segment on our show. And it was introduced to us by Chris, but he's not here with us. Uh-huh. But it is a new...
Sorry, Chris. I'm just so happy I get to do this first.
You really are taking over.
Look out, world.
A new segment called Don't Get Me Started. And this is a part of the show where we are going to rant about something that probably doesn't deserve a rant. Mm. And so what's going to happen is we're going to provide a word to each of us. And we have, I don't know, 30 seconds, a minute. What do you think? Something along those lines. To basically rant about it for as long as you can.
Oh, God.
Not as long as you can. Like 30 seconds to a minute. You got to make it good, though.
And but it has, wait, like what type of rant? Like anything? Like a good rant or a bad rant? Or
like
just
how much
anything?
You hate it.
Oh, we have to. What if I don't hate it?
Or like maybe not hate it.
Because the title is like, don't get me started on blah, 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 blah.
Okay,
like pickles.
Period.
Like pickles or like whatever. Like even if you like the thing, whatever word you get, trash. You have to talk trash about it.
Ugh, okay. I'm nervous. We got this. Okay.
This is going to make some really great TikTok videos. Are you ready?
Who's going first?
I think Harley should go first.
Whoa.
Yeah. Take it away.
I'm going to fumble this. I'm not good at improv.
All right. The first word I have on here is potato.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started on potatoes. You know what? They grow in the ground, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to eat something that grows in the ground and then it comes out and it's basically just dirt?
I mean, most
You're
things are.
You're eating dirt. What?
I said most things are.
Don't get me started, Tim. And so then, there's only so many things you can do with potatoes. And it's actually really a lot, but we're not going to get into that right now. Mm-hmm. And you have to wash them. You got to scrub them because you got to get all that dirt off. Have you ever seen a potato straight out of the ground? They have those little like veins and things coming off of them. And then it has like the root nuggets on them.
Root nuggets.
That's not appetizing at all. I don't want to eat something that's got root nuggets. That's disgusting. And then you gotta scrub them clean with like 80 different soaps because you want to make sure you're not eating all the nutrients from the dirt. And then you gotta cut them up or you got to peel them, which takes so much effort. Oh, do you know how hard it is to peel a potato that's bent like this? Mm. It's the worst thing ever. Growing up, I had to do that all the time, and my little tiny fingers could only handle so much, okay?
Oh, wow. That was, hey, good.
I'm not good at improv. Completely kills it. Like, yeah, what?
Fantastic.
I also had to give them a little bit of clout because I was like, wow, you can actually make a lot of things with potatoes.
I was going to say, yeah, potatoes are super useful, but whatever.
It was kind of hard. That I was just good. Going.
All right. Harley, you decide who's going next.
Tara.
All right. Tara. I always looked at the word. That's why I was asking. That's not actual. Art.
Art? Okay. Don't get me started on art. It rhymes with farts. So that's how you know that everything that is art is absolute trash. Absolute poo nuggets. First of all, art can be anything. So what is the point of it? Because literally people will just draw a dot on a canvas and it'll be like worth $5 million in a museum. And everyone's like, wow, this is exquisite. I need this in my home. Trash. Boo-boo. I literally could drop a drop of ketchup when I'm putting it on my hot dog and that could be art. That could be art. Yeah. But my hot dog is worth nothing, but somebody else's hot dog with a fancy French name is all of a sudden artistic and worth $5 million. Like, why am I still broke? Why am I still a broke Gen Z 22-year-old woman living in an apartment that has, first of all, too many issues with art in it? Trash art. You could buy art at Target. People, first of all, does NFTs count as art? NFTs are so stupid. They're so stupid because literally that's what screenshots are for. We have screenshots to screenshot art on the phone, but now all of a sudden you have to buy an NFT. No, dude, I'm just going to screenshot and I'm going to save my couple dollars because Lord knows I only have a couple dollars. So why on earth? That's trash. Everything about art is just stupid. Whoever created the concept, you're dumb. And that's all I'm going to say. End scene.
I think we hit an actual nerve.
Wow.
Okay, to be clear, though, that's I really so do love funny. Art and I love creativity. So that was actually kind of hard, but then I remembered NFTs and I got really pissed off.
I cannot wait to see the rage when I put this on TikTok on you.
Yeah. Dang, everybody's going to roast me. I'm not ready.
All right. Tiara, you're going to have to be the judge here because I'm going to try to select a noun, but sometimes it doesn't work. Okay. So that doesn't count, right? Or does it? You tell me.
No.
What is a noun?
No. No. Oh. No.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, you already kind of did that. You still want me to do it?
Yes, because your wife does this, and I want to see you roast her.
All right. The word is... Oh, God. The word is poetry. Guys, okay, look. First off, let's talk about poetry. Poetry is just words, okay? We all say words. You say words. Your mom says words. Whose word? It's like you're talking about art. Who really cares more about your words than my words? And make it sound pretty? Anyone can write pretty words on a paper. Look. Meaning is only what we apply to it. It's just like a hot dog or a sandwich. Like, is a hot dog a sandwich? Maybe. Is a sandwich a hot dog? Maybe. Is it beautiful to the person who's eating it? Absolutely. Uh-huh. Is that poetry? No. It's just words. It means whatever it means to you, and that should be enough. Guys, we spent too much time, too much energy trying to put words on paper that sound pretty mm-hmm. when it may not even mean anything to you. Look, poetry is just overrated words. That's it.
Wow.
Damn.
Solid.
That being said, I wrote a poem this morning.
Solid. Solid. Wait,
we
I kind of want
to
hear your
do
poem.
With like our word. I know. I mean, I didn't have anything to do with potatoes today, but I probably will. But
you
had something
some
to do
French
with poetry
fries at one
art.
Point. Yeah. Yeah. That was so hard. I feel so bad. Bashing
starts
the
crying in the middle of your rant.
You did really good.
I'm so sorry to all the artists out there. I support you, small business artists. I will buy your art.
I love
promise.
Potato.
I love potato.
Sorry. Forgive me, potato, for I have sinned.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, hey, that is our first half of the show. We are changing things up, obviously, but we're going to come right back for our main segment to talk about some failures and mistakes that all of us have made. We'll be right back. Bye. Welcome back, everyone. Here we are in our first main segment of the new year. And this week, we decided to start off season three and 2023 by talking about failures and mistakes. What every new year needs.
Absolutely.
Is to people talk about resolutions. Because like, this is what happens. This is every new year, people talk about the resolutions and the goals that they want to accomplish within the new year. But if we all just retrospectively, you know, we all know this at this point, is that we're going to fail like 90% of them, right?
99.
Yeah.
99.999.
So let's just talk about some of the biggest failures in our lives and also in the, you know, history. Because why not?
Ooh.
Right, so this is kind of like an Always More history, but it's not, you know, it's a kind of a hybrid. It's a hybrid. It's an Always More stuff. Always More
cash.
We're
doing what we want around here.
Right. okay, so let's talk about some, like, the best fails in history. Now, here's the thing. Look. If you were to Google, like, biggest fails in history, there'd be a lot of great things on the first page. But I didn't do that. I went to the third page, the fourth page. I went down some Reddit holes, okay,
oh,
guys? This is not... So don't go away. I got you some good stuff that it would be great at a party to bring up, okay? so this is things that I know will impress you and will impress your friends that you know this. Are we all ready?
I'm ready.
Absolutely.
Okay, the first one. Let's talk about the Mars Climate Orbiter. Okay, so the Mars Climate Orbiter was created by NASA to observe Mars from space. So kind of like it just goes in orbit around Mars and acts as a communication hub for the deep space probes and the Mars Polar Lander. However, in one of its worst design and development mistakes, NASA lost the 125 million Mars Climate Orbiter. Like, it just lost it. While the rest of the NASA crew employed the normal metric system, Lockheed Martin engineers designed one component of the orbiter module in 1999 using the Imperial system. So due to the employment of two different, like, distinct measuring methods, the navigation system of the spacecraft was unable to obtain the proper coordinates, causing it to fall into orbital insertion and become permanently lost.
What?
Our rocket scientists, guys, didn't double check their work.
I love how America just constantly just throws away money literally into space. Like, we just throw it away.
Yeah.
There's so many things going on in the world, and here we are, $125 million in the atmosphere, just gone.
Yeah.
Like, burnt.
Probably hit by an asteroid. It's fine.
They needed a better project manager. That's all I'm saying. They just, like, look.
And
guys,
this is why your teachers tell you to double check
right,
your work.
Right. So yeah, that was
awesome.
Yeah, wonderful.
Fantastic.
Aren't these guys supposed to be like the smartest guys in the world too?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
in theory, I guess not in practice.
All right, next one.
Don't come for me, NASA.
Yeah, please.
And it's like really funny too, because like 1999, it wasn't that long ago, like 20 years ago. It's like, oh, that's great.
I was born then.
And we're sending.
It was birthed.
We're sending people to Mars, guys. This is gonna be great. The Great Leap Forward. Okay, so the Great Leap Forward was a strategy to grow the country of China and to reform its economy in the mid 20th century. If you don't know China's history, long story short, it was a wreck in the 20th century. It had gone through revolution, wars, and all that stuff. So the Four Pests campaign was one of the first actions within the Great Leap Forward strategy. And it was a strategy to get rid of rodents, sparrows, mosquitoes, and flies. Now, two of those make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Rodents, mosquitoes. Who likes those things?
Flies, too.
Yeah, flies, too, I
flies
guess.
Flies suck. Like, what's the point? Never mind. That should have been the don't get me started.
Don't
get me started on these dang flies.
But why sparrows? Like, it's an interesting question. So
It's just a bird.
Evidently, however, they are smart.
Smart
unlike
bird.
Me, they smart are smart. Bird. So evidently sparrows needed to be eradicated because they consumed, quote, too much fruit and grain. Everyone in China was urged to destroy as many sparrows as they could. And guys,
what?
There was a huge, like, there's like two paragraphs on just how they killed these sparrows. I only put like two notes on, but it's a plethora.
So they had a whole like plan, like a business plan on how to murder sparrows.
Food. We gotta take them.
But here's some funny ones. So to do this, everyone obtained drums, pots, and pans, or anything they produced a loud noise, and they used it to create a commotion where the sparrows resided. Now look, this is both smart and also I feel like overkill. Like, there's got to be a smarter way to do this, because you got to imagine like your grandma out there just like smashing a tree up, like, get out of here, get, go, go, like all day. Like, what is going on here?
Grandma, get all right, kids, inside.
It's your turn. 6 to 8, going out. Scare those crows. Okay.
Sorry.
So the sparrows. Now here's what's. Because they had to be out there all day because the sparrows would fly around until they collapsed from weariness because they were too afraid to land. Additionally, they would shoot birds out of the sky, demolish birds' nests, and destroy bird eggs. But guys, they were out there with pots and pans 24/7 and killing these birds out of pure exhaustion.
Can you imagine birds just like falling asleep in the midair, like just dying because, you know, they're exhausted and they just fall, like they just stop flying because they're so tired? First of all, that's depressing. Like,
somebody's like uncle sees a sparrow land on a tree branch and like takes off sprinting towards it, like with like a pan. He's like, ah, get away from my grain.
So get away from my grain.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's actually terrible.
So the program was quite effective. They brought the sparrows near to extinction. Now, the fruit and the grain wouldn't be eaten by any annoying birds. That's a success. Well, the Chinese quickly learned that sparrows consumed a large number of locusts. And they are essentially the only predators of locusts. So nothing was preventing the locusts from being taken over once all the sparrows died. And so what happened to the population of the locust?
End times.
Yes, it essentially interrupted. It became absurdly, obscenely, outrageously large. And what food does locusts consume? Pretty much everything that they were afraid that the sparrows were going to eat, but worse.
Oh my gosh.
Everything edible, including grains, fruit, and plants. And so all the food they came across was decimated by enormous locust swarms as they marched across China. And they were so numerous that the swarms frequently blocked the sun. Oh. They destroyed a ton of food for years. Yeah, this is the biggest famine in human history resulted from this.
Oh my gosh.
From pots and pans killing.
Oh my God.
More than 30 million people died from starvation, one of the worst humanitarian catastrophes of the 20th century.
Dude, can you imagine just, first of all, why were they even trying to kill this unproblematic bird?
I know, literally. This bird's just trying to survive. The bird's like, I'm just trying to live, just like you.
So dramatic. So dramatic. And then karma came back and said, what's up, bitches?
No, literally. Oh my God.
You screwed up. Oh. Bam, locusts.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. That is embarrassing. Oh, man.
Man.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, America would.
We gotta kill the sparrows.
Kill those sparrows.
Kill those dang sparrows.
And they're not birds, remember? They're government drones.
Oh.
Absolutely. Birds are drones.
So then people are gonna start whacking birds out of the sky because we think they're robots.
Get that dang drone away from me.
And that blood looks really real. I mean, those guys are doing good. All right, Harley.
This looks pretty realistic.
New model.
Oh, by the way, guys, if you enjoyed that, this is the kind of, like, I could have turned this into a whole episode if I really wanted to. I really shortened it. That's this funny. Is the, like, the Always More History. This is what it's gonna be kind of based off of. And that's kind of humor and stuff we want with it. So Harley, take us to the next one.
Just a little sneaky peeky. Okay, so many know the comical fact about how Archduke Ferdinand's death happened by many flukes, including his driver getting lost after the first attempt and then stopping right in front of Princip, who's the guy who like whacked him. However, many may not know that during the first attempt, I'm going to butcher this name. I'm so sorry. Nijelko Cabrinovi.
I don't know. That was kind of good. Yeah.
It was pretty okay. It's the Slavic in me. You know what I mean?
Ew. Ew,
gotta let it come out from the back of your throat.
Oh my God.
Did not know that the grenade he had a 10-second timer. So it blew up the car behind Ferdinand. So this is where things begin to take a turn. So then, because he knew that, you know, trying to assassinate the Archduke would eventually lead to him in prison, he was like, well, gotta kill myself or gotta unalive myself. Let me watch my language. But he tried to use cyanide provided by the Black Hand, which is like a terrorist group at the time. But it expired. So instead, he just vomited a whole lot. And so he was like, well, dang. And so he tried to finish the deed once again by jumping into a river, a nearby canal, which was only a few inches deep.
No!
So he's standing in shallow water with a broken leg, and Kabrinov was arrested.
Oh, poor guy. Like, you're trying to kill someone, but still, you're having a really bad day.
Yeah. Like, he tried hard. He tried hard.
Can you imagine? Like, a broken leg.
He's like still throwing up from the cyanide. He should have just laid on his back and like let himself asphyxiate.
Literally
from the vomit.
Himself, like, just die. Oh, that is so terrible. I'm sorry.
Good job, Kabrinov.
Oh,
you did good.
Funny. Oh, God.
But not good enough. Oh. Okay. So our next one is Liechtenstein's military upgrade. Lichten? Oh, because of your name.
Right? Yeah. Come on, Lichten. Yeah. Lichtensteins.
Maybe you should have done this one.
That's all right. You go for it.
Shoot. Lichtenstein. That sounds like a video game. Anyways, I guess this is not a huge mistake, but during Liechtenstein's last military engagement in 1886, none of the 80 soldiers sent were injured, and 81 returned.
Oh, nice.
Which included a new Italian friend.
Oh, they made a friend.
They said, come on, buddy.
Come on, guys, we're going to war. All right, never mind. We came back. We made a friend.
His name is Pablo.
He makes really great pasta.
They come back and they're like, good news, no one died. And we got Buddy over here.
Oh my God. Oh, that's a good war right there.
That's the kind of war
that's
we need.
That's my
kind
of war right there. Pasta making friends, okay? We're recruiting new people over there. Oh God.
We need funny. You for your delicious delicacies of food. Come with us.
Oh shoot. Oh, okay, that was funny. Okay, are we moving on?
Yeah, take it.
Okay, guys, I actually love this one because I'm a huge conspiracy theorist, so this is just magnifico. But here we are. NASA acknowledged in 2006 that the original videotapes of the landing on July 20th, 1969 have never been located.
The moon landing.
What?
The moon landing.
The moon landing tapes have never been located. Since then, Richard
Navsker?
We're just going to say N. You know, good. That was probably good.
Navsker?
Richard Navsker.
Sounds like Napster.
Who managed television processing at the ground tracking locations during the Apollo 11 mission while working as an engineer at NASA's Goddard. And NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland has been searching for them. So Richard has been searching for these for a minute.
Yeah.
Good news is he located where they went. The bad news is that they were among 200,000 cassettes that were magnetically wiped and redistributed as a cost-cutting measure.
So it's like back in the day when you like videotaped your wedding, and like it's like the whole stereotype, like, oh, like you videotaped your wedding, and then years later the husband like puts it in to record a game and he records it over the game. I don't know if you knew you could do that, Gen Zers, but he recorded over it. That's what they just
fantastic.
Did.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. Wisdom. At a press conference, Navsker stated the aim was live TV. And he said, I don't care whether you use them in the future, we're keeping them. The historian should have the historian should have been shouting around.
Yeah.
That's wild. You know, the moon landing's not real, guys. And we can save that for another episode, but
oh no, T. We're not getting into that.
Oh, we're getting
into it. I love the fact that he was like, you know what? Screw it. We're keeping them. These are ours.
For the record, conspiracy theorists, read that last line.
They discovered several high-quality copies in the CBS News archives and some recordings known as kinescopes in the film vaults at Johnson Space Center.
Hmm. Oh, so they ended up, like, finding them.
Hmm.
It's like the Bible. Like, they don't have the original manuscripts, but they have the copies.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And by coffees, they mean faked in a Hollywood studio. God.
Reenacted. Not even.
This is what we think happened on the moon when we landed. It's a rough guesstimate.
Oh, man. All right.
Very rough.
Some notable mentions for you guys to Google on your own, because there's a lot of great stuff out there that we could have spent this whole time talking about. The Great Emu War. Guys, that's a
like
doozy.
Like emu, like the animals?
Yes.
Hold on. So animals fantastic. Were like fighting? Because don't emus have long necks, so they were just swinging their necks?
I think I might save this for one of the Always More History. Like, it's a good one.
Come on, emus.
The selling of Alaska from Russia. That's just a... Russia sold it to America for like 2 cents an acre. Yeah.
We'll take it.
Deal. The sacking of Constantinople in 1453.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, these dumb Americans. There's nothing over there. Oil. The sacking of Constantinople in 1453. Yeah, basically a dude left open a gate on accident.
Nice.
And the Austrian army accidentally attacked itself in 1788. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Come on, Austria. What?
Oh, and then the Leaning Tower of Pisa, of course.
Oh, I have another honorable mention, which is the Children's Crusade. Or the Crusades in general. We'll get into that, though, one of these days.
I don't know anything about that.
All Crusades.
Yeah. Oh, it's a story.
Really?
Oh, it gosh. Is a time.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, my goodness.
Sheesh.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move along to some of our greatest fumbles, because who doesn't love to talk about the worst mistakes in your life?
You got to reflect to move on, okay?
You know?
Right. It's a healing process. This is what we're here for, guys. We're help you heal along. In fact, tell us in the comments, guys, what are your biggest mistakes? And we would love to share it on the pod.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'll start with mine just to get it out of the way. And most of mine are funny. There's nothing crazy.
Mine are crazy.
No, Harleys are so good. Sorry. Go ahead.
So when I was, I think, 5 or 6 years old, my dad, back in the day, vehicles had cigarette lighters in them. Like, do you remember? Mm-hmm. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
It's basically just a little push thing that you put in and it heats up. And it's like a little coil that is really hot. You put your cigarette in there and lights it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's people that don't know that. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about it. It's fine.
They think that's what the charger goes.
Right.
They're like, that's just for the charger. No. Why would they make a charger like this?
What type of charger is this? So I always knew that was in the car. I didn't know what it was for because my parents didn't smoke. I had to ask my mom. And so I always liked to play with it, though. But Dad always said, be careful, but I didn't know why. So one day we were in the car and he was driving me home from somewhere and I was just playing with it and I took it out and I looked at it. I was like, that's pretty bright red. Let's put my finger on it. And I put my pointer in there. And it was like one of those things to where it burns off the nerve so quickly that you don't feel it at first. And so I take it off. I look at it. I look at my dad, and then look back at my finger. And then my dad looks at my finger and looks at me. Oh. And it's like this. And then the pain starts coming. And it's like, oh, God. And Dad's like, what did you do? So we rushed home, put my finger in cold water and everything. Everything was fine. It was only like...
How old were you?
I was like 5 or 6.
That's so funny because I just imagine, like, you know how the babies, like, when you have shock for something and they're looking at you like, oh, God, they're shocked. Let me put on a cry face. Yeah. It's like, come on, dude. I can imagine you, like, little baby Tim. Just...
Yeah.
He's like, Dad's upset? I need to be upset. You probably completely melted off your fingerprint, Tim.
No, you have any feeling in your finger? In the tip of your finger?
It's there. Yeah.
No one can locate you. It's gone.
That's kind of cool.
That would be cool.
I want to burn my fingertips. Nobody can track me.
I think you have to cut it off.
No, you can burn it. There's this guy on TikTok who just burned all of his fingers off recently.
Oh, cool.
I mean, not his fingers. His fingerprints. His fingerprints. But he like went viral for it, so I guess something good came out of it.
They probably grew back.
He's like... I don't know.
Yeah, it was really stupid.
Yeah.
I was like, buddy, how did you manage to do that?
He just didn't think it was hot. I don't know. Continue.
Wow. Tiara, you're next. No, we're going to take turns.
Wait. No. Okay. I wasn't ready. Gosh. Okay. So I was trying to think of fumbles. Okay, guys. I have really good like trauma blocks. So when bad things happen in my life, I can immediately disregard. Boom.
Forget.
Throw it in the back burner of my brain and never look at it again. And so this was actually really difficult for me to find some. But I remember when I was like, I don't know, like 8, I was a tree climber, okay? Like, I was that kid that was climbing the monkey bars, the trees, jumping on the trampoline, making mud pies. Like, that was me. So I was at my grandma's house one day, and I remember, like, climbing this tree. And I would get pretty high, mm-hmm. too, like, dangerously high, like, over the top of our house. And I wasn't allowed to do that, but YOLO, I did it anyways. I was like, whatever. The night is still young, whatever. So climbed this tree. Basically, long story short, I fell, like, off the top, the tip top of the branch, and it was a pretty good smackdown. I think I fell on, like, my back. So, you know, when you, like, knock the air out of yourself and you're sitting there dead fish, like, like, yeah, like, I was just sitting there flopping around like a fish. And to make matters worse, guys, I landed in dog poop.
Oh,
so it was like a smackdown and a splat down, like the perfect, just like, yeah, it was just a great time. So,
What a sticky situation.
Yeah, sticky, stinky situation. But yeah, and after that, I never climbed a tree that high ever again. No, that's a lie.
Yeah,
we still live rebellious. So yeah. Moving on. That's mine.
Did not learn our lesson. Moving along.
No lesson learned.
Harley, what you got?
Okay, so my first one is from when I was in middle school. So I was a pretty cautious kid. I was scared of, like, the idea of even spraining something or, like, bones breaking. Right. Ah, horrible. Yeah. Couldn't fathom because all my siblings did it. And I was like, not me. Couldn't be me.
Right.
But then I got to middle school, and that's apparently where I just became a klutz, because I think all of my limbs were just too big for me, and I just wasn't used to them yet.
She's just flapping her arms around.
Yeah, genuinely.
It's like everything everywhere all at once. It's like the hot dog fingers. Just dangle.
Yes. It is just bad. It was just bad. So you can imagine where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I was sitting at the top of the bleachers, metal bleachers, by the way, metal. At a football game in middle school. And I think the guy that I had a crush on at the time got injured on the field. And I was like, but we were like homies. So like we knew each other since like elementary school. But like, so he was like really, like we were like close. And so I decided, because we were close, that I was gonna go down to the bottom of the bleachers and go to like the fence and like check and like see what's going on. Yeah.
You're gonna save the day.
Bolted down those bleachers. Bolted for God knows what reason. Like, I remember seeing like the injury and being like, oh, fight or flight, gotta go.
Oh my gosh. And, like,
bolted down the bleachers pretty much. And I was doing so good. I was fine. Everything was great. Until the last one.
Until the moment.
The very last one. Like the step before you hit the platform. I hit it. And then my ankle went, you know what I mean? And then just planted, fully planted onto the platform. And I remember like sitting there, because obviously the pain didn't kick in yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting there like on my hands and knees and being like, no way did that just happen to me in front of all of these people. And I turn around and I see him, because it was the cheer coach's son, sitting with all of his friends, like, right there in the front row. And I, like, turn around, and they're like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And so then I get up, and I tried to walk, but my ankle was already, like, weak.
Aww.
And she was like, that. And so it was another one of those little ta-ta. And I was like, oh. And they were like, come sit down. And I was like, okay. And so it was nice of them to, like, make sure I was fine. But yeah, it was so embarrassing. And I remember parents laughing at me.
No. Not the parents.
And I was just like, yeah, I did that. Whatever. It's fine.
Thanks, sis.
But yeah, there's so many like clumsy stories that I have from middle school in general, but that would take a whole podcast in and of itself. Mm. So yeah. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
All right, I'm going to do this one quick. So when I was in high school, I just recently started driving my dad's truck. And we were at the church for spring break. And we were playing outside and, like, around. At the time, we had this volleyball court that's, like, sandpit and everything. And but we were playing on the field next to it. And we wanted some music. So, like, some friends were talking about, like, hey, we would love to have some music out here. And we didn't have any speakers. Like, well, you know what? I'll just drive my truck around, like, park it, like, right next to it. So in between the volleyball, basically parking between the volleyball pit and the field. But I had to go through the volleyball pit, not pit, but court, whatever you call it, the sand court, to get to it. Well, dumb me, my truck was a two-wheel drive, not a four-wheel drive.
Hello.
And you're not supposed to drive in sand anyways, really. Nope. Let alone with a two-wheel drive. And so me, 10th grade Tim, was got on there, and I did the stupid thing of stopping on the sand. And so when I tried to go again, of course, the sand, it just, the car just dug into the sand.
Just dug into it.
Yeah. And so now here's where it gets fun. So we were trying to get the car out, and I don't know whose idea it was. It might have been mine. But we decided to get some wood planks to see if we can, like, wedge it out. So we put it underneath the back tires and everything. And someone said go, and I went. And as I put my foot on the gas, it turned the wheels. The problem was it didn't grip the sand. It gripped the wood, and the wood went flying out backwards like a projectile. Luckily, no one was behind, and no one got hurt. But that wood went flying. And so, yeah.
Could have decapitated somebody.
Very well.
Tim could have, like, that could have been, that's the moment he would have went to jail as a murderer. Murdering somebody, decapitating them with a flank of wood.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Like if there
I just imagine it flying into a window.
Right. Like,
oh my God, yes.
If there was like a life trajectory book, like there is a branch right there. And luckily, whoever decided, like, all right, we'll let Tim go by on this one. It went the right direction. But like that was, it could have been bad.
Dang. Wow.
Luckily, we had to get, well, not luckily, we had to get another truck and pull it out and everything. And then I admitted it to my dad, but everything was fine. But yeah, that was crazy.
What are you doing? That's awesome.
Yeah. T?
Okay. Well, mine aren't interesting. Now I feel lame.
It's fine. Just give us something short. Running late on time anyway.
I feel like everybody's done this though, but I've stabbed the palm of my hand with a really sharp pencil. Guys know when, like, when you were a kid in school and you used to like bounce the. Yes, I still have the lead in my hand.
It's I have it in my elbow.
There's like a black dot, like right there.
Yeah.
Yep. You see it?
It's like a rite of passage.
It is.
Yeah.
You were taunting.
You gotta stab yourself.
This is how you know you're divergent. If you have a piece of lead in your hand somewhere from school, yep, that's what it. So I was just, you know, bouncing the eraser and it just like whoosh, and it was like in there, like it stayed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like it stayed in there for a minute and I was just hanging there. But the thing is, guys, like back then, like I was a super shy kid. So when embarrassing things would happen or like things would happen to me, I would not say anything. So we were in the middle of like a spelling test or something. Like it was completely quiet in the room. You know, like when everybody had to be quiet and they had those privacy folders on the desk. So I'm hiding behind my privacy folder, like bleeding out in my hand, like trying to finish the spelling bee. I'm pretty sure the paper had blood all over it. Like it was just bad. And I'm just sitting there like, man, we're just going to have to make it work. So I'm not telling the teacher. I'm not going to embarrass myself. So I was like, just suck it up, teen. Finish my test. I'm pretty sure I aced that stuff too.
Nice.
Aced it.
Nice.
A really quick addition to your story. When I was around the same age, I guess, I was chasing someone and they had a pencil and they stopped right in front of me. So their pencil went right into my leg. So I got another one right here.
Come on. What the world?
Right on my thumb.
Pencils are so dangerous.
Yeah.
What were we on?
All right, Harley, what you got?
Everything.
We're on everything.
How much time do we have left? Because I can just pick one of them.
Huh? Please do the peeing thief.
Okay. So this is the most recent story. And by recent, I mean 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
This was very recent. I got drunk.
Mm. Nice.
As one does as a legal, law-abiding adult. Okay?
Turn up.
Yeah. It did some dranky drink. And then we took an Uber. It was me, my boyfriend, and his best friend. And we took an Uber back to his best friend's house because we were just obviously going to stay there. And then whatever. So we take an Uber and then I get out the Uber and I'm like, wow, it's kind of cold. My pants are wet. I was like, why does it feel so breezy right now?
Oh, no.
And then Hunter, my boyfriend, he was like, Harley, you look like you peed yourself.
Oh, no.
I was like, what? No, I didn't. And he was like, I don't know if you did, but it looks like you did. Mm. And like he took a picture because I couldn't really see because I was wearing black pants. And he took a picture with the flash on. Sure enough, it looked like I pissed myself.
No.
And so then I start having like a mental breakdown because I'm like, one, big thing. I'm 23 years old. What business do I have peeing myself?
Absolutely.
No business. Two, I start sobbing because I'm worried about my boyfriend's Uber rating going down because I peed in the car. And then three, I'm having I'm having this like moment because I'm like, I don't recall, you know, the sensation of peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like warm, whatever.
Warm and fuzzy.
Know? And you kind of just like, you know, you're in the moment when it happens. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen for me. And so I was like, there's no way I peed myself. And so I'm just like sobbing, crying. My Hunter's best friend's girlfriend ends up like coming up. And she's like, whoa, what's going on? I'm sobbing to her because I'm like, oh, my God, I pee myself. You know, just having a moment. And it's obviously, I don't know if you know, it's not a good idea to get drunk and cry because mm-hmm. the next day you will be screwed up. It's not good. It's not a good time. Mm-hmm. And so eventually I end up going to sleep at some point. And I wake up the next morning and I'm like, okay, let me just go to the bathroom, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, well, I want to put on my deodorant since we're about to leave and head home and whatnot. And so I pick up my purse and the entire bottom of it is soaked.
Oh,
and I was like, why is it wet?
Oh, no.
I was like, did I like sit on my purse and like pee on my purse? Like, what is going on? And so then I open it and the first thing I see is a cup. And I'm like, oh no. And then all the memories flood back. Last night, before we got in the Uber, at the club that we were at, I'm holding my little glass and I'm drinking it. And it's like about closing time.
It's a free
And I'm water. Like, yeah. And I'm like, I want this. And Hunter's best friend's like, you should take it. And I was like, yeah, I should. And so I slurp it down, like, chug it through the straw, and then I just shove the whole thing in my purse.
Shut up.
The ice, like it's like halfway filled with ice because I chugged it. And so I shoved it, ice, straw and all,
wow,
into the purse. And I completely forgot about it until the next day where I was like, wow, I didn't pee myself.
I'm just a thief.
I just steal.
It's not that bad.
What a great revelation.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I'm not a little pee baby. I just, you know, what's it called? Five finger deal or whatever it's called.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea either.
Oh, it's like some, you know, thieving thing.
Sticky fingers?
That, or it's like five finger discount.
Oh, yeah, because you hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shove it. My favorite part of the whole story is that apparently where I thought I had shoved it in my purse, because we were like in a back corner, was not it at all. Apparently it was right before we were leaving and I just shoved it in my purse right in front of the security guard who I befriended like 2 seconds before.
Shut up.
So
that man just was like, yeah, go whatever. For it, girl.
He was probably just like, just get out.
just go
home.
I'm just ready to go home. My shift's over.
Oh, yeah. Man. So yeah, there's that.
That's wild. So you cried about peeing over some ice.
Nice. Yeah.
How long did you cry?
Oh, I don't know, but it was a long time, I think.
Oh.
Because I woke up and my eyelids were swollen.
Oh.
I don't even remember falling asleep. That's the crazy part.
Wow.
Yeah, I was zooted and booted.
I mean, at least you didn't pee.
At least you didn't
pee. Yeah, I know.
We didn't smell. But,
Yeah.
Ooh. The moral of the story is...
no stinky Uber.
No, yeah. Don't thieve and then forget that you're a thief. Or
maybe don't
thieve
while you're drunk.
Yeah. But it's like the easiest time to do it. They just let you do it.
Yeah, that's true.
They're like, ah, she don't know no better. Whatever. It was like a plastic cup anyways. I didn't even need it. I just wanted it.
It was plastic?
It's a really nice plastic cup.
It's a red Solo cup. I'm going to take this cup.
This is a really good cup. What's the red Solo cup song? And he's like, red Solo cup, you are my friend. Lifelong.
Lifelong. That's funny.
Well, guys, we are a little short on time, so I think we're going to end it there. Good fun stories. That's enough embarrassingness about us.
Yeah.
But please let us know your stories, guys, follower listeners, about what you got, your embarrassing stories. We'd love to hear about it.
Yes.
But with that being said, we're going to transition real quick into the last part of our pod. So we'll be right back. Just not true.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave a rating on your favorite podcast platform and YouTube. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Always More Pod.
If you'd like to ask us a question for us to answer on the pod, you can email us at alwaysmorepodcast@gmail.com, or you can call us on our Always More hotline and leave a voicemail question at 254-218-4042.
You can also follow all of our social medias individually and as the Always More Podcast. Thanks for listening. Let's get back to it.
And we are back, everybody. Thanks for sticking around and listening to our funny, crazy, ridiculous stories. Nonsense. There's some more I could have really spilled out there. I think there's one I did share before. So saying I love you to the wrong girl.
Yeah, I think you said that one.
Yeah, I've said that one, I think. At least. Womp, womp. Yeah, it happens. All right, but we are moving along to, look, guys, we if there's one thing that we care about, it's you, our listeners, and we want to hear what you have to say. And right now I'm delaying because I'm trying to remember which button I'm supposed to use to press for the sounds. And so here it is. It's our fan questions. Go. Season 3, guys, we're really off to a fancy start. We're here to answer your questions. And remember, we have an Always More hotline. It's a voicemail place where we won't pick up, we promise. But you can leave a voicemail question for us at 254-218-4042. Where is that, T? Say the number.
254-218-4042. I was like, nice. What?
All right. Chelsea.
Say the number.
Chelsea Solis asked... I guess you wanted us to talk about the importance of people knowing or understanding the trade schools are just as good or important as universities and college. Yeah, let's talk about that. I think it's a great realization. There's a lot of great professions that don't require a college degree that are not just important, but are awesome and fantastic. And if you enjoy what you do, then it doesn't matter if you have a college degree or not. Mm-hmm. In fact, I prefer that route where you don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars and get in debt because the system is corrupt and all that. So, yeah, kudos to people that go into trade schools because you're just as needed and it's just as cool.
Period. I think my biggest thing is everybody I know in college understands the importance of trade schools and why they are great and if not better than going to college or university. Yeah. I really think the thing is the notion that going to a college or university is for people who either didn't go to college or university, like older generations who are like, oh, I wish I would have done that. Or like people who are, you know, uppity, that kind of person, I feel like doesn't understand the importance of trade school. But I debated on dropping out and going to trade school because I was like, oh, I might want to do mechanic or welding. I also at one point wanted to be a train conductor. So it's just, I think they're really important and they're really cool jobs that like people don't actually understand or even like know are there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really just like, just do what you want. Do what you like. There's some professions that you have to go to. Like, I want you to go to medical school if you want to be a doctor. Like, that's kind of important to me.
Yeah, that's a requirement, actually. Yeah. Sorry.
But, like, if it's something else, then, like, it doesn't require it, then why the heck not? There is a taboo on it that I think has slowly begun to kind of wade off. But, it's just important. There is a stigma that has to be erased with going to trade schools that is kind of... It makes you feel like people are like, they're not as smart or you couldn't qualify for school or whatever. And sometimes that might be the case, but I'd say more cases than not, there's that stigma of, well, I may not be good enough or it might be too hard or, and that's because it's in a lot of cases, it's overkill. It's just, it's putting your face, like it's, you have to do this thing. It's like, it's BS.
I agree.
Cool. Thank you, Chelsea, for that suggestion. And here's a question from Blue Draco. They asked, when's the last time you planted a tree? Solid question. Important question.
I was in elementary school, and I was a part of a leadership thing when I was in fifth grade. And we went around and did like a whole cleanup day on like a Saturday for the whole landscape of the school, which, by the way, is no longer a school. So that's pissing me off, but we won't talk about it. But we did like the entire landscape of like the front of the school, the playgrounds, et cetera, the sides of the school, just to make it like look nicer and like revive it, because we had the funds to do so. And my leadership group, we were asked to like join and, you know, be like cool kids joining in. And I planted a tree and it was awesome.
Fancy.
That's yeah. cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the last time I did it, I was 8, maybe 7. And we planted a tree for my grandfather who had passed away on this property that we owned in Buffalo, Texas. Yeah. I think
that's how I want to die. I want to die as a tree. And
cool.
like have my, what I don't know what they do. They put their ashes in it or something like that, as in the dirt.
There's different ways to do it, but yeah.
Yeah, I want to die as a tree. I don't remember the last time I planted a tree, but I am a plant mother, and I know it's not a tree, so I will do that next.
You're providing oxygen to us, so thank you.
We'll get you a, what are those trees?
I really want a lemon tree.
What are they? Huh?
I really want a lemon tree.
Mm. Oh,
like so I can
yeah,
make
that'd
my own
be
lemonade.
Delicious.
Yeah, I think that's
are you
cool.
You talking about the small trees, Harley?
Yeah, the small trees. What are they called?
Shoot, I saw them at a stand the other day.
Bonsai.
There
bonsai.
It is.
Bonsai. Bonsai. Yeah.
Get you a bonsai.
Opa.
Yeah. Opa.
I've always wanted one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are cool. You can do that with anything, though. You know that, right? Like, those aren't like a special brand of tree. They're just trees that you just, it's like any plant. It only grows to the size of its pot, so
oh.
You could plant a pine tree and it could be a bonsai tree.
A baby lemon tree. Yeah.
That is so cute.
Bonsai lemons.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you, Blue Draco, for that question. Thank you, listeners, for your questions, and please provide us some more because we love answering your questions on the pod. That being said, any final thoughts for this first episode of season 3 in 2023?
My final thought is thank you for having me, and I can't wait to take over.
Yes. Harley?
My final thoughts are I'm excited for what is to come. It's going to be freaking fantastic.
Yes.
Bear with us. We will make it great. I promise you. Mm-hmm. We just got to work to get there.
You'll
and
make
that,
this pod great again.
Yeah, oh, no. and that we make mistakes. I think so there will be mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And in history, everybody's had their fair share of them. So just cut us some slack. We're all human.
Too hard.
You
yeah.
know, thinking about it, this is actually a really great idea for like the first topic for this season, because it's like we're gonna mess up on this pod, and you know, as much as I edit a lot of shit out, there's gonna be some stuff that stays in. So,
And it's gonna be great content, and you're gonna like it.
You're gonna like it.
You're gonna like it. But no, yeah. Be patient with us.
Yeah.
And I think it's gonna be a great year. I'm very excited.
What's that song by Hannah Montana? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Yeah, we got to play
everybody
that.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way.
Yeah, that's the anthem for the Always More pod this year. You old man, you don't know Hannah Montana.
I know Party in the USA.
Boo, that's Miley. Boo. Boo. We'll work on it. We'll work
it's
on
not
it.
Not even Hannah.
We're cutting him some slack. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
That's his for the year.
My final thoughts, same as everyone else, guys. We all make mistakes. Own up to it, learn it, and move on. And that's the only way we can grow. It's just like
move along.
It's like my band teacher taught me in the fifth grade. Everyone messes up. What makes good musicians is you just keep on going on.
Poetic.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on going.
Keep
all right, everybody.
On trucking.
Thank you all again for listening to our podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave a rating on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Always More Pod. Harley, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at What Harley, WUT Harley, and on the Clock app at harleybean.co.
And Tierra, where can we find you?
You can find me on Insta or TikTok at tierra.nickel. And I'm pretty sure they'll write it in the caption, so I don't feel like spelling it.
And then you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and pretty much everything else at Timothy Lichty. Thank you again for listening and for being a part of the conversation. And remember, there's always more than this. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Peace out, Girl Scouts.